create and help us win this battle.
The Gambinos are going down. One of the biggest crime families in New Jersey. Some say The Sopranos, the hit television show that was on HBO, was modeled partially after the Gambinos. Just kind of interesting mafia talk. We'll get to it later in the show. What a way to kick things off. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between, from the left to the right and the gray areas. Remember, you can always throw in your two cents at 800-259-5791. Or if you're jammed up at work and you're heading to the John, and you want to send us a little note, send it to americatonight.net. I've actually had three or four people that have done that. They take their breaks, grab a quick smoke, head off to the washroom, and text us. Well, not text us, really. They send us an email. So feel free to do that if something hits you and you want to sound off on it. Or just for grins, you want to send some funny jokes. Because coming up on Thursday, One Liner Friday is back, Thursday into Friday. Right from the get-go, though, let's talk about a couple of things that has made the water cooler round, certainly during the day and in the last couple of days. Boy, the ash cloud from the volcano in Iceland is just incredible how much this has hurt businesses. You know, you think, okay, so this volcano erupts. Oh, gosh. Some of the flights from Europe have been delayed, and then that stretches into 5 days. Then you find out there are people stuck in all different places that were trying to get through Europe. Then you find out, well, of course, you're shipping things from Ireland and from other parts of Europe that can't get through because the flights were grounded. So it's affecting business. It's affecting business from California's produce markets to the seafood industry in New England. And, I mean, a big chunk, thousands and thousands of dollars lost. So I'll give you an example. I happen to read this today. There's a place called Black Pearl Seafood. It's based in Boston. And they were supposed to import 25 tons of fresh fish, 25 tons, from a London warehouse. You know what the fish had a wholesale value of? $320,000. Dollars, all of it on the ground. And so what are they going to do? They're just so backed up, and there's no end in sight. The good news in this case for this company is that they could freeze the fish and divert it to another market. But then freezing the fish, what happens there? Think about it. As these days continue, there'll be a shortage of fresh fish at the U.S. supermarket. So, you know, when you go to a supermarket, you're trying to pick up some whatever, cod, I don't know, flounder, even shrimp, because some of that's imported, believe it or not. And in California, Paramount Export, that's a company. They were looking to sell almost $500,000 worth of fresh fruit and vegetables at the local market, on the local market. It was packed up for the Middle East, but it can't get there because of the bottleneck in Europe. And there aren't any flights crossing the Pacific. There's not availability. So some of that stuff's insured. Not all of it's insured. They have to eat the loss, probably at least $200,000 to $300,000 worth. And then there's the human toll, the people being trapped and trying to get back and all that other stuff. So the Iceland volcano ash is costing U.S. airlines $20 million a day. We're going to have, you know, we're probably going to end up paying for this. Meaning, aren't we paying for pillows and blankets? Spirit Airlines talking about having to make you pay for the overhead use by taking your carry-on bags. Probably they're going to charge us by the step. So when you book your flights in the future, think of the ash from the volcano. They may charge you per foot as you walk down the aisle, so get a closer seat, in other words. That's probably what you want to do. Sad, sad mystery. Today when I woke up, I heard this. A buddy of mine who works for Fox sent me a text and said, did you hear about Kelly McGregor? He's a guy who I had on the show a couple of times. Really fun, always easy to interview, excited about the Rockies. The president of the Rockies found dead in a hotel in Salt Lake City, 48 years old. The cops got a call just before 9 o'clock in the morning that a man was found unconscious in a room. They tried to revive him, couldn't do it. They're still saying at this point the cause of the death is unknown, but the shock is being felt all over the place. As I mentioned, he was 48 years old and he was in good shape, is what everybody's saying. Had, gotten thumbs up in his checkup, his yearly checkup and all that sort of stuff. But this guy was known for being just such a great guy. Very generous with his time, like I said, on the media side of things, even for people who didn't cover his team. And also very giving. Worked a lot with charities and whatnot. And was a key member of the Rockies and was a rising star. But given his age and how fast he was climbing up the ladder, he started with the Rockies back in the early 90s and moved up the chain. So 48 years old. Found dead in a Salt Lake City hotel room. Still don't know what the cause of that was. The big news here in the U.S., I think, is something that I talked about. I didn't see a lot of this played up too much on some of the morning shows I happened to catch, but we played it up a lot last night. When you kill the two of the worst thugs in Al-Qaeda that you could possibly knock down, I think there's reason to celebrate. And I, for one, thought it was great that the Iraqi forces really were able to step up to the plate and be a big part of this. I happened to catch General Ray Odierno this morning on Morning Joe, which is on MSNBC when I was flipping around. And here's what he said about how valuable this was as far as his team and the boots on the ground and the Iraqi forces.
Yeah, I think there is a lot more to it. First off, it is fairly significant. The leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the foreign leader, Abu Ayyub al-Masri, the Egyptian, and then Abu Umar al-Baghdadi, the Iraqi head of the resistance for Al-Qaeda, were both killed, and that is significant. And what made it more important was the cooperation between U.S. forces, between the Iraqis, their intelligence collection, their ability to conduct this operation with our support. And that's what we've been working towards here. So this is a indicator of their increased capability. Obviously, AAM, as I mentioned before, he was Zarqawi's deputy, and he's been in charge since 2005. And I believe it is as significant, if not more so, because of where we are now in this fight. Because of where we are and the fact that Al-Qaeda has already been degraded, and now that we've been able to cut the head off of it, at least for now, I think is pretty significant.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty significant, too. We'd love to see more of this when it comes to Al-Qaeda, when it comes to the Taliban, some of what we've seen in Afghanistan and that gnarly Pakistani border. More of that there, more of that in Iraq. And that certainly spells success. Hey, coming up, my voice is cracking, I'm so excited about it. Coming up on this show, we have a huge giveaway. We're giving away a Cobra S2 driver in our third hour. Fair or foul, second segment all the way through the top of the hour. You call in, you get one question right, you win David Faraday's book. You call in, you win, you get two questions right, you're in a drawing that we will award the driver to the very next hour. You're in a drawing for that. Couldn't be more sweet. All you have to do is knock down the two questions. You're in the drawing. Stay with us. Lots to come here on America Tonight.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. all the goodness with none of the side effects.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Come away with me in the night.
On American Tonight, we talk about this all the time. We've talked to soldiers who are currently serving. We've talked to people who have served in a couple of different war fronts. And we've certainly talked a lot about the rules of engagement, especially now and how tough it's been in Afghanistan for the soldiers who are on the front lines combing through the villages, who are basically having their hands tied behind their back. The concern, as we know, with General McChrystal and the whole let's embrace the people and, you know, go from there, work through the villages, gain their trust. So we want as few civilian casualties as possible. And then every time there are civilian casualties, it's like all hell breaks loose. And how many times have we said here on America Tonight, how many of you have called that say, you know, this is war. This is what war's about. And for some reason, that doesn't translate, I think, to the American people. I don't know why there is a lack of understanding. Well, WikiLeaks released a classified military video that showed some U.S. soldiers killing about a dozen civilians, remember, in the Iraqi suburbs of the new Baghdad. And there was also two Reuters news staff members there, too. Josh Stieber joins us now. He's a former soldier of that very company that was shown in the video. If you remember that, I remember talking about that. And, Josh, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, when the WikiLeaks came out, and then there was a lot of reaction to that, was your phone ringing off the hook? Because I know you live in D.C. and you're blogging now and stuff and talking about experiences. What was the initial reaction that you felt from people when that came out?
Well, my initial reaction was to try to write about it and try to provide a little bit of context and use all the publicity and the dialogue that was coming from the video to hopefully have a constructive conversation about some of the issues that it brought up. So I initially wrote on my blog about it, and yeah, pretty soon started to receive a lot of interest and do a lot of interviews about it.
Yeah. You say killing was simply following military protocol. Explain that.
Well, I guess one of the thoughts that I had after watching that video was that from my time in Iraq, and again, I was in the company that's shown on the ground in that video, and so from my experiences there, what was shown in the video is one of the less shocking events that I witnessed there. So what I meant by that quote was just combined with the mindset that we had when we were there and with the different situations that happened and then with the training that we had been through, the response of the helicopter pilots in this particular instance and other people in other instances, we were trained to pretty much shoot first and ask questions later. So those were the rules. And, you know, I think the Secretary of Defense coming out and saying that what was shown in the video was not wrong and that there was nothing, no wrongdoing shown in the video says a lot about the official position on it. I would have a disagreement on a number of different things with that, but as far as militarily speaking, somebody that high up, somebody like the Secretary of Defense, saying that behavior and those actions are not an example of wrongdoing, I think shows a lot.
Yeah, go into that. What would your disagreements be? And your training, like you just said, shoot first, ask questions later, especially in that particular instance. So what would be your disagreements with what was said and the reaction from the military afterwards?
I guess on several levels. One is that I guess a large part of the conversation has been the dialogue that the pilots were having in the helicopter that can be heard on the video, and kind of one of the problems that I've had with the military is that I think that, you know, there are a lot of very well-intentioned people in it, but the training that we're put through is very dehumanizing, and you really stop thinking about the other population in terms of humanity, and it becomes viewed in very dehumanized terms. And so that played out in just one example, or one way I'll focus on is logically, and the very nature of these wars is that if you look at the video, and even if the video can be justified in terms militarily speaking, I think logically, you know, we can ask the question that even if this is justified in terms of self-defense or whatever, is this really even going to accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish? Or if we're over there saying that we're winning freedom and democracy and changing hearts and minds, you see a video like that, and again, you can say it's justified in terms of self-defense, but you have to ask, what would the local population who are trying to show what freedom and democracy looks like, are they going to interpret these actions as that? And I've gotten to know a guy who is actually a graduate of West Point, and he talks about the training that he went through there, very different from the training I went through as an enlisted soldier, and they were taught to avoid civilian casualties at all costs just because of the, among other things, the public relations nightmare that it can become.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the one thing the video does show, though, and I said this right before we went to you, I don't think that people understand the reality of war. I don't think they understand what it's like to be in the Bravo company that you were in, to go through what you had to go through day after day and to be in that mindset. Do you think there's a disconnect between those who serve and those who have no idea what's going on, especially with the Middle East, especially with Iraq and Afghanistan? Do you think there is a big disconnect?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that this video has shown a lot of it, that, that yeah, I definitely agree with you there, that this video shows what war looks like, and if people are shocked by this particular video, there's a lot of things that I saw that are far more shocking than that, and with that said, that, yeah, these are regular occurrences, I think, the nature of the dialogue that's come from this video to only focus on this one particular event is probably misguided. And if people have problems with what they're seeing, then I think it points to something much larger. And talking with a lot of soldiers and friends who are still in the military and some who are still in Iraq, and after hearing a lot of the conversation about the video and just how judgmental people have been towards it and not trying to make that effort to understand the situation that those soldiers are in, that that I know a lot of them are feeling a large sense of betrayal, because you know, the majority of the country supported the war to begin with, and obviously we've learned a lot since then. But yeah, these soldiers are put in situations where they feel like they have to make different decisions just to survive. And, you know, I think everybody has personal responsibility, but understanding the larger system that, you know, combined with the training that teaches you to shoot first and ask questions later, and tends to be dehumanizing. And, you know, I remember just simple day-to-day things of having battle cries like kill them all, let God sort them out, that mindset combined with the situation that soldiers are placed in, and doing things that they think are, that they're told are benefiting the country, and are being done in the name of people back here, I think definitely takes an effect. And yeah, soldiers feel like, you know, they're carrying out what their country expects, and then when they do that, to have people jump down their throat, I think, is not looking at the full responsibility that if we want to put our soldiers in these situations, we need to be more aware of what exactly that means.
Yeah, absolutely. What a note to end on. I completely agree. Hey, quickly, because we're out of time, Josh, if somebody wants to catch your blog, where is it?
That Contagious Love Experiment at WordPress.com.
All right.
Love experiments at WordPress.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Josh, and good luck to you. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or Fossil lyophilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Dress provocatively, cause these darn earthquakes. That's what it is. It's the broads that you have to blame for the earthquakes. At least that's what one Iranian hardline cleric has said. He was leading prayers the other day. His name is Kadighi, and he said, women and girls who don't dress appropriately spread promiscuity in society. When that happens, guess what? The earth is moved. I thought the earth moved in a different way. Anyway, he's saying it's earthquakes, baby, and he's serious about it. He did this last Friday while doing prayers in Tehran and said there's no other way than taking refuge in religion and adapting to Islamic behavior, and that women need to adapt more to that. And he, I mean, seriously, the guy has some juice. I think he's not, but he has the ear of the people. He's a senior cleric. He was appointed last year by the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, as a substitute Friday prayer leader. And that's a pretty big spot. Khamenei is usually the guy who leads the prayers, and he's the guy who steps in. And Iran has a lot of earthquakes. They've had one. Remember in 2003, of course, in the ancient city of Bam, they had a devastating one that killed thousands of people. And he's not the only one to suggest that earthquakes can be linked to human behavior. We come back to one of our own, and we have Pat Robertson, remember? Back in January, he said that what happened in Haiti was because of a deal with the devil. And going all the way back to the 18th century, and that's the reason why the earth swallowed up a bunch of people and all the problems that they had had there. But come on, give me a break. I mean, the thing with Robertson is ridiculous. And the thing with, to suggest going back in history, and the thing with this Iranian cleric is outrageous, which proves once again why I would never be able to survive in that society, and especially because they would hunt me down anyway for all the things that I've said about Ahmadinejad, who, you know, just go by what he says. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's what is the IQ of the people listening to this idiot in Iran? And you look at this, and you look at how seriously people take some of this stuff, and you wonder how they can survive and even thrive in that kind of a life. How women could want to live there, where they're getting criticized, it's their fault they're being promiscuous and blah blah blah, and that's the reason why we're having earthquakes. What troglodytes! I'm telling you, if I lived there, it'd be escape from Iran as soon as you can. All right, this is our daily salute. I'm going to say it right in the beginning because I was afraid I would forget to mention it. I did my little happy dance today when I happened to hear this story. You know the other nut? There's so many of them. But Richard Heaney, he was the father of Balloon Boy, that Balloon Boy hoax. Well, I love this. He has to pay $36,000 in restitution because of everybody who responded to the balloon being in the air. Remember, they even sent up F-16s, I think, or they were getting them ready to send them up. But you had sheriff's agencies in Larimer County. Just think of the places in Colorado. So the whole time that balloon was floating away and nobody was on it, and supposedly the six-year-old boy had floated away in it in this UFO-shaped helium balloon, you had dozens of emergency responders. You had two National Guard helicopters out of Colorado also that were in the air following this balloon and this story. And it went 60 miles so far. The hoax was carried off so far that in Denver they were talking about not having planes take off, and then finally the story unraveled, but not for a while. The attorney for the Heaneys argued that they should pay only a small amount in compensation, but no way. I mean, the cops wanted the money. They wanted they wanted damages, basically, for all the time that they lost. And then there was a farmer who had his wheat crop destroyed where the balloon landed, and that hasn't even been thrown into this $36,000 deal. Remember, he was sentenced to 90 days in jail, and then his wife had to go to jail for 20 days because of a false report that she filed. So they did get their 15 minutes of fame, but I don't think that's what they were looking for. They were trying to get a reality show, and it kind of backfired on them. It's just so pathetic, isn't it? We got to trump something up, whatever we can, just so we can have the opportunity, the chance, to get some kind of contract for another reality show, since this couple had already been on Wife Swap, like, twice. Who goes on Wife Swap? That's the first question you have to ask yourself. So $36,000, I think they're, and that doesn't include the farmer's deal. I think that's actually getting off pretty cheap. If I were them, I would just take it and move on. They just had to make payments because they didn't get the show they thought they were going to get. And who knows? I bet you there will be some kind of a book released because of what happened. Or who knows? A Lifetime television movie. But the Heaneys are going to get something more out of this. Maybe not right now, but trust me, down the line somewhere, once they get out of this whole thing, and she's out of prison, which she might already be out. I think she did her 20 days already. And as they move forward, that's probably what's going to happen. And shame on any of you. If they come up with a book and you buy that book, forget it. Don't call this show. I mean, that's ridiculous. That whole hoax thing was just so pathetic. Wasn't it brutal, Matt? I mean, this guy is so, what an awful father. What kind of example is he trying to set for his kids? And telling them to lie, too. That was the other part of it. You know, trying to do the cover-up thing. So he, besides what he did himself, the fact that he reeled his kids into the whole thing, yeah, that's bad. All right, as we're kind of zipping along here, this is something else that we've talked about probably ad nauseum at points in the 4.5 years that I've done America Tonight. We've had police officers on. We've had some at the state and local level in California to talk about legalizing marijuana. So there is a new poll out. Oh, we love these surveys, don't we? And this one is CNBC and AP. They put it together. Most Americans apparently don't like the idea of ganja becoming legalized, but more minorities think that pot has medical benefits, and they're seeing that, so that the government should kind of swing open the gates for that, for the medical marijuana, which in some places that has happened. The idea is, if marijuana is decriminalized, would that lead to, is it a gateway drug, does that lead to more people trying harder things like heroin or cocaine? There was kind of a split on whether the government spends too much or just the right amount enforcing any of the marijuana laws, and almost no one thinks too little is spent. That makes sense. South Dakota is going to vote this fall on whether to allow medical uses. California and 13 other states already do it, and California is voting on the legalization of marijuana. Can you imagine? I said this before. There will be lots of talk about this, but better chance of gay marriage across the board than marijuana being legalized completely in this country. I don't think so. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. You have your own marijuana problems.
No, well, not really.
I mean, in Canada they do, yeah. They've been cracking down, but they didn't used to crack down on it as much.
Right.
That's where people would go, because if they could get across the border, it was a little easier to get away with growing it and selling it. But not now. Now there's a bigger crackdown.
Sure, like every once in a while, I'll hear like the provincial police or the RCMP will bust like a marijuana growing operation. Or sometimes, I recently heard someone a fire in someone's house. Fire department came and there was an odious smell. They recognized it right away. It was pot. So the police were called in, and of course the person living there going, "Hey man, I didn't know it was there." Yeah, right. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, well, you know, like they wanted, like, you know, they want to decriminalize if you're carrying like minute amounts of pot. That's
right.
You know, at least that's what they're talking about. Of course, what they talk about, what they do. Of course, Harper's in enough trouble as it is. You know, he's got more, with all the respect to the people who smoke pot, that he's got more important things to worry about than the legalization of pot.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, I tried it once, and I was sick like a dog. And you know what? I will never, you know, I've never tried it since.
Yeah, the problem with pot is, I mean, you know, I know people who completely are against it, hate the whole thing, and I know people
right.
that smoke pot.
Right.
And they think, oh, it helps me creatively and whatever. I say that it would be too controlling. It'd be too, because then you're out, like you said, you got sick. So then you can't focus on what you're doing. But other people say that's not true.
Okay, well, you know, to each their own. You know,
yeah, exactly.
That's all I have to say. Oh, today was the Israel Israel Day, you know, rally for Israel today.
Yes.
And well, you know, and Julie and I went down, and there were, you know, really some ultra orthodox Hasidim. You know, they don't believe in Israel until you know Messiah.
All right.
Some of them have been known to frequent massage parlors. And I went, hey, didn't I see you in a massage parlor last week? His face turned as red as a cherry.
That was nice to greet him with that. All right, Sam, thanks. You have a good one. Coming up on the flip side, boy, we have some odds and ends that you're going to really love, including sex trafficking charges in the Gambino case.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Any mafia still operating, trust me, they're alive and well. The Gambino crime family, still supposedly about 200 strong. Isn't it interesting when you tune into America Tonight? You never know what you're going to get, right? So I'm serious about this, though. I grew up in South Jersey and went to school with one of the Gambinos. And anyway, not that I'm tight with the family, but I'm just saying I know all about the tentacles of that family, and the notorious things that have come out over the years. The latest deal is this, though, that's it's made big headlines, not just in New York, but all over the place. The crime family, along with 13 other people, were charged with a whole bunch of things, including pretty new territory for this mafia, this group of mafiosos, sex trafficking of a minor. Yeah, they're saying that Gambino soldiers and associates recruited prostitutes at strip clubs, including a 15-year-old, and advertised the services online. So they've been investigating, they being the U.S. Attorney's Office, Preet Bharara, and he says the sex trafficking ring is a new low and a first for the mob. And there's a couple of things. What they've done is the mobsters drove the prostitutes to appointments in Manhattan, Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Jersey, splitting the money with them. So they hired him, split the money with him. The defendants also, according to these charges, made the women available for sex to the players at the regular high-stakes poker games hosted by the Gambinos. Because if you ever watched The Sopranos, you know that it's you don't want to get in with the mob where you owe them money, but they had high-stake poker games. Illegal games, they'd run them, and if you got into the game, then if you had to pay and you didn't have the cash and then you had an IOU, you were paying on the big. So they brought, almost like you sometimes hear about Vegas, they brought the women in for the men who were involved in the card running stuff. And another indictment, there was also a guy named Daniel Marino, who was a member of what they call the ruling panel, the Gambino ruling panel, and he ordered a hit from prison on his nephew because the nephew was cooperating with the FBI.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, what are you kidding me? Exactly. You know, the blood is thicker than water thing. But what they did was they lured his nephew, Frank Heil, to a Staten Island nightclub in 98. They shot him 3 times in the face and in the back. So now they've nailed him for this. He was charged in a second murder in 89 of extorting construction firms and running a gambling operation there. And so he had an incredible lifestyle. This guy had a couple of huge mansions. I mean, he was living the high life. Now they might be able to bring him down, at least with his indictment. Of course, they'll have a good attorney, and we'll see what comes of it. But this is a big case. It's the latest in a series of things that have just crippled the family since John Gotti, the Dapper Don, was sentenced to life in prison. He died in 2002. I think I've told this story. I was doing a talk show in New York, in Queens, on WFAN, and went down the street, saw when Gotti came down the street, people went crazy. I mean, you would have thought a dignitary was in town. If you just like, it was like a parade atmosphere. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I mean, the people embraced this guy, even though he was a thug and, you know, called hits on people and all that other sort of stuff. But the purpose of telling you this is, I think people, when they see mafia movies, they don't really believe that it's so much around anymore, but it is. And I think the Gambinos were really trying to keep a low profile. And they're trying to come up with new ways to get business. And this was the way. The prostitutes still doing the illegal cards and taking them for the clients and driving them around, splitting the money and doing the online thing. But it was pretty easy. They had built a case. The attorney's office was targeting, they knew they were targeting different businesses and financial things, and that's how they kind of tripped on to this. So, not as flamboyant as the Dapper Don or our ideas of what the mafia is, but they were still going after businesses. They were using baseball bats, too. That was the other thing. They were getting protection money, and they were still putting people in the hospital with broken limbs. And this could put a little bit of a crimp in the business with that many people off the street for now, with the so many of the family and then the other people connected to them. I don't think it brings down the entire family, the entire clan, but if there are some convictions, it keeps them poking around for more business and at least shuts this one down. But I thought you would find that a little bit intriguing. This is a sad story, and everybody was talking about this today. The son of actor Michael Douglas apologized to a judge before being sentenced to a 5-year prison term, and he promised to follow what he called the true right path. He's just 31 years old, Cameron Douglas, and what he pled guilty to was distributing large quantities of meth and cocaine back in January. Everybody was writing letters for this kid. I mean, he it's the, he's the son of Michael Douglas, and he certainly wasn't wanting for anything. He had plenty of money, and he was a DJ in a Manhattan nightclub, and that's how he was, you know, delivering the stuff, having someone else send stuff, and they were able to nail him for that. But here's the thing. He could have gotten 10 years. They thought the minimum, I think I read somewhere the minimum was supposed to be 10 years, but it just shows you that here he is, that celebrities and other people, you know, didn't want him to be made an example of just because he's the son of someone famous. And I think that there was a little bit of mercy here.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Yeah, this time greed wasn't good for the son. Yep, didn't work out. So, 5 years in prison. Interesting. You get cuffed. Doesn't matter who you know, and then they haul you off, and that's when the heart starts pounding out of your chest, and then they're just trying to figure out what can they do to help this kid. And it was big time money, but the amount of stuff that he was trying to ship off to people, and if he's doing federal time, so that means he doesn't get parole early. There's no good time. He has to do, I think he has to do at least 80% for sure, if I'm, or 85% if I'm right on that, 85 to 90%. There's no, he's not going to get, you know, he's not going to go in there for a year and then suddenly he's going to see the light of day. So he's going to be there for a while. And they were actually hoping it would be a much more lenient sentence than it was, but I think 5 years versus the 10 he could have gotten. Matt, you and I were talking about this off the air, and boy, you think of how successful that family is. I mean, that goes all the way back to old Hollywood with Kirk Douglas, and they have homes in Bermuda, and Catherine Zeta-Jones is the stepmother and all that sort of stuff. But the kid just never, I mean, he was always troubled, and he had problems with drugs off and on, and now he was at the point where he was trying to make big money selling it.
Oh, well, that sometimes happens when you grow up in kind of the shadow of, I mean, not only your dad, but your grandfather, too, and then your stepmother. I mean, it's probably kind of hard for him because he never really broke out into the mainstream like the rest of his relatives.
No, and they had a brother. There was Michael Douglas had another brother who had terrible problems with alcohol and drugs and died as a result of it because he overdosed, I believe. And so the family has dealt with that before, and they knew he had problems with it, and they were sending him places or trying to deal with it. But now it was with the distributing it and making the money, there was no way they were going to be able to completely, I didn't think they were going to be able to completely get him off the hook without going to any sort of, doing any sort of prison time. But I'd say 5 years is much better than the 10 that was originally thought to be the minimum. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So you're telling me there's a chance.